That sort of goes with your tickling me earlier. Yeah, I really did not mean to say that, but yeah, it gets this way this part of the night. But Paul runs an open mic out at Harvest most Wednesdays, and that's a good one. And Harvest, not in Cambridge, but Harvest in Holliston? No, what town's it in? What? Hudson. Hudson, Holliston. Hudson. Okay, well, I've rattled on enough. Yes, everyone's nodding and saying I have rattled on enough. So.
I'll stall for time here. So.
Okay, so Paul's going to take over.
You're not going to come and tickle me while I'm playing, I hope. Like,
you know, that's
up here.
That's a really
good
thought.
I never thought of that when I did that. You know, I just kind of low blood sugar goofiness kind of thing.
Well, you know, if I start walking up your way, don't worry about it.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Stay right. Back. Yeah. Right. Anyway, I don't know what Dan is doing down there.
After we get through Paul, and
I'm not getting tickled, so I'm at the game here.
All of his nastiness, we'll have some proper ladies to sing for us and put us back online.
Do I want to do this? This is like dangerous.
Well, I leave Paul to himself.
No one should sit there the way this mic is set up. It's just so straight out.
So one more hand for Mark Hastings.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
better. And for Tom and Leslie.
Thank you.
And for Ben and Sandra.
Mark and I have a lot of fun at the Harvest. He's always joking.
Ed, too.
Anyway.
That's my second mistake. I only get one more, so I'm going to stop talking right now. Here he is, Paul Robeshevsky.
So, yeah, so I have a CD finally coming out after all these years. Oh, my gosh. I was listening to the master in the car. And so now I have to start playing all these old songs, which are ancient because no one really knows them. Anyway, this is one that's on there that people seem to like. It's about how art kind of takes care of us. Not art the person, art the art. Anyway. It's called Lady of Marble. And I think I want this back a little tiny bit further. There we go. That'll do. For miles around to see him work the stone. 6 tons of marble came from seashell and bone to an isle north of Scotland. He came to be alone. Rooted in the moor, they had called her the Muse. Skin white in the sunlight with veins of youth blues. Poised for a romance, this man she did choose. See the man creep, see the form take shape, see the stone become. Did he lose his love? Does he find his peace? Can your fingertips feel his release? Uncalled by profession, just some traveler in pain. Something caught him by the soul the day he heard her name. So he asked for their permission. And a sculptor he became. And every day he walked this lonely mile. And every day took his place by her side. Was home by the beat of his hand. They knew he was home, at least for a while. He stayed 8 years. One morning the children had said that he had gone, and all of the village turned out to see the stone. And so his fair lover had not been left alone. Some said he was a madman, relentless in his pace. They can't recall his name, and they soon forgot his face. Still his lady of marble watches over this place. See the man create, see the form take shape, see the stone become woman. Did he lose his love? Does he find his peace? Can your fingertips feel his release? Can you feel his release? Thank you. Thank
oh
you.
My. Paul. All is forgiven. That's beautiful. That is an absolutely gorgeous song. Is that on the CD?
Yeah.
All right, there you go, folks. That alone is reason to get that CD. So let's give another hand to Paul Rogoszewski.